Praise God. We're just going to pray, yeah? Father God, I pray this morning that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart will be acceptable in your sight, my Father. In Jesus' holy name, amen. And welcome, Malcolm and Jules out in France. If I don't say welcome, I should be in trouble with them. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is just an aside, Phil, but when you shared with us that chorus, that old Welsh revival hymn, some years back, I was in Brecon in a barn, a huge, big, massive barn, and the barn was completely sealed. And a young girl got up on the trailer like we had at the farm, and she started singing "Here is Love, Vast as the Ocean" in Welsh. And as she sung that, a dove appeared in this sealed barn, a white dove. The barn was completely sealed, and it flew round. And afterwards, the farmer who owned the barn said to me, he said, "I prayed that the dove of the Holy Spirit would be in that barn this morning." And there was this dove. And that farmer had never seen a dove in that barn before. God's good, isn't he? Hey, praise God. God is so good. Yeah. So I'd like us to read Philippians chapter 3. And it's verse 12 and 13. And Paul says here, "Not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own because Jesus Christ had made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do. Forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal." And that's what I felt the Holy Spirit impressed on me this morning. Forgetting what lies behind. Yeah? Forgetting what lies behind. Paul had very good reason to forget what was behind him, didn't he? Yeah? He had held the coats of those who stoned Stephen, the first Christian martyr. Yeah? That's in Acts chapter 7, verse 57 and 8. If anyone knew the importance of forgetting the past, it was Paul. Yeah? Our past has the potential to derail our futures. It's a bit like those TV adverts to discover your family history or find your past. There's one called Ancestry, and it's always advertised on the telly. Or there's others available, yeah? Why on earth would you want to know? I dread to think what my ancestry is. I'd probably come from cattle rustlers or highwaymen. But who cares? Eh? Yeah? Or butlers. We can excuse the way we are by blaming the past. Paul could have had a good legitimate excuse, yeah? He could have blamed the past. Ananias questioned God about using Paul, didn't he? He said in Acts chapter 9, verse 13, he said, "Lord, I have heard from many people about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the high priest to bind all who invoke your name." Yeah? Are you going to let your past hijack your present and your future? Hey? Are you going to let your past hijack your present or your future? "Ah, but Nigel, you have no idea what I've been through." No, neither do you have any idea what I've been through or what I'm going through, because you won't hear it from me. I have no intention of picking over the dead carcasses of my past. I'm not going to do a post-mortem on them. Even our Lord Jesus said in Luke chapter 9, verse 60, let the dead bury their own dead. Yeah? Let's look at it. It's Luke chapter 9. It's Luke chapter 9:58. So there's various people coming to him and says, we'll follow you, Jesus, we'll follow you. And it says there in verse 58, Jesus was curt. Are you ready to rough it? We're not staying in the best inns, you know. Jesus said to another, follow me. He said, certainly. But first, excuse me for a couple of days, please. I have to make arrangements for my father's funeral. Jesus refused. First things first. Your business is life, not death. And life is urgent. Announce God's kingdom. That's Jesus' words. Then another said, I am ready to follow you, but first, excuse me while I go and get things straightened at home. Jesus said, no procrastination, no backward look. You can't put God's kingdom off till tomorrow. Seize the day. Yeah? That's Jesus' words. Jesus' words are very to the point here. He's looking for total commitment. We can't pick and choose or follow him selectively. Yeah? Well, I don't mind that bit, Jesus, but I'm not going to do that bit. We can't do that. It's all or nothing with the kingdom of God. Yeah? In verse 62 of what we read in the NIV, Jesus said, no one puts his hand to the plow and looks back. No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the service in the kingdom of God. Yeah? Now, if you want to understand that better, when you're ploughing a field, what you do, you look along the headland, which is the fence, the hedge, the trees, yeah? And you pick a point on that headland, okay? So if you've ever been to a ploughing competition and there's no headland, they'll use a stick with a flag on it and the person will go and mark the headland. So Jesus said, no one looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. So you find that tree on the horizon, on the headland, yeah? And you aim for it, okay? You don't take your eyes off that tree. You don't take your eye off that mark, that fence post, okay? Because as soon as you turn around in that tractor, that plow lifts up off the ground and you're making a line, yeah? You're not straight, all right? So for those of you that's not in the agricultural world, that's what it meant, yeah? You find your mark on that headland, you don't deviate from it, and you keep to it absolutely straight, yeah? And Jesus is our mark on the headland, yeah? Matthew 12, verse 2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, yeah? He's our marker. He's our marker, yeah? My mother told me of an uncle she had who would plough back in the day with horses. They was ploughing with heavy horses. And her uncle was well known for his ploughing. And they credited her uncle and they said that his life was as straight as his ploughing. Yeah? That's a recommendation, isn't it? Yeah. Praise God. If you want proof that looking back is unhealthy, look at Genesis chapter 19, verse 26. So It doesn't matter whether you remember what I say, but it's the Word of God. And in the Word of God, we read that God was gracious enough to send Lot two angels to warn him that trouble was coming. Yeah, he said, you want to leave this city because things are going to get bad here. And we read there, the angels said to Lot, that's in verse 17, flee for your life. Do not look back or stop anywhere in the plain. Flee to the hills or else you will be consumed. And he was warned not to look back, yeah? But then in verse 26, but Lot's wife looked behind him, looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. Yeah? Now, if you look on the internet, there's actually an image of a pillar of salt out in the Middle East there, and it's supposed to be Lot's wife. It's still there. Now, the warning is about looking back. Looking back can make you hard. Yeah? Looking back can make you hard. It made Lot's wife hard, didn't it? Yeah? She paid the cost for looking back, yeah? If you want another example of looking back, it's in Numbers chapter 11. It's Numbers chapter 11 and verse 5. So this is when the people was complaining in the desert. They was complaining to poor old Moses, yeah? And they says to Moses, we remember the fish we used to eat in Egypt. We ate it for nothing. The cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions and the garlic. Yeah? The children of Israel could think of nothing but the food they had in Egypt. They chose not to remember that the brutal whip of the slave drivers in Egypt was the cost of them eating that food. Yeah? Maggie Thatcher said there's no such a thing as a free dinner. Well, them Egyptians never had, they never give them children of Israel a free dinner. Yeah? There's looking back, this, oh, we're missing this fish, we're missing the cucumbers and the melons, yeah? They forgot that that food come at a cost, yeah? It's called selective memory, friends. Selective memory, yeah? Ah, nostalgia. It ain't what it used to be. Eh? It ain't what it used to be, is it? Are you prepared to let your yesterdays rule your tomorrows? Anybody know me long enough, they'd know I used to drive lots of old bangers. Yeah? Old cheap cars. My budget was normally about £50. Or better still, folks like Ben would give me a freebie. Yeah? Well, I had plenty of them, yeah? And it wasn't unknown for these bangers to break down on the side of the road. Now, if I'd allowed the memory of them breakdowns to stop me driving cars, well, today I'd walk everywhere. And that ain't going to happen, is it? You know, why walk when you can drive? Yeah? So, you know, the memory of the breakdowns is history. I forgot about it, yeah? But it ain't put me off driving a car, you know? We live in the year 2024 AD, yeah? AD stands for Anno Domini. You didn't know I knew Latin, did you? Eh? AD. Anno Domini, that's what it means, yeah? It means in the year of the Lord, yeah? Anno Domini. And it refers to the birth of Jesus. In Isaiah 61, verse 2, it says, proclaim the year of our Lord's favour. Yeah? You and I need to understand that it's the year of the Lord's favour. Yeah? AD. And we live in the Lord, in the year of the Lord's favour, yeah? Some of us still live like it's BC. before Christ. Yeah? We can't live in both. It's impossible. Yeah? I could give you an illustration if you want. Ola and Bola, could you help me, please? Right. Now, think one of them's AD and BC, all right? Okay? So, if you could go out that back door, please. Yeah? Yeah? And if you could go out that door, please. I want you to keep your eyes on both of them. Don't take your eyes off them for a minute. Don't take your eyes off them for a minute. Okay? So, you come back now, folks. Thanks ever so much. Yeah, give them a round of applause, yeah? You can't be in AD and BC at the same time. It's impossible. All right? You're either in one or the other. Yeah? Another way of understanding AD is altered destination. Altered destination. That's a good feel, isn't it? Well, I didn't think it, all right? Someone else did. Yeah. Before we met Christ, our future was distinctly bleak. AD, now we have an altered destination. Yeah? Well, I do anyway. Praise God, yeah? Yeah? If we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 2, verse 17. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God. Praise God, yeah? Now, this is my visual aid here, okay? It's a visitor's book. Anybody got a visitor's book? Show me age now. Right. So, back in the day, you had a visitor's book in your house, yeah? So when someone came in your house, this would be on the side table when you come in, yeah? And every visitor you had were asked to put their name in it, yeah? Now, this one was my mother's, and it goes back to 1975. Yeah. So the people would visit, they would put the date, and then they'd put where they live, and they would put a comment. There's one here, many thanks for your wonderful hospitality. Another one, thank you for everything always and Christian fellowship. Yeah. No, that's a visitor's book. Yeah. A pleasure to be with you. Tremendous dinner. Very happy time. Someone's put a scripture verse that you love one another. Many thanks for your kindness and fellowship. Yeah? And that's what a visitor's book was about. I'm surprised that you hadn't seen or heard one before, but that's what they had back in the day. Yeah? Okay? You signed your name in them, yeah? And years later, folks would know that you've met with that person. Yeah? I saw an image just recently of Queen Camilla. She was at Salisbury Cathedral a day or two ago, and she signed a visitor's book. Yeah? They brought it out, she signed it. Well, it's because in years to come, people will know that Queen Camilla been there. It's evidence, yeah? And in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 2, Paul said, we're to be epistles known and read of all men. Open books, yeah? So the challenge is, can folks see Jesus' signature on us when we meet them? Yeah? Is the book of your heart, your visitor book, has it got Jesus' signature on it? Yeah? Is there evidence, yeah, that you met with Jesus? See, going through all these here, there's evidence that people visited my mother's home. We got dates, December 2000. 13th of the 8th, 1995. Mark Borders, many thanks, lovely fellowship. Yeah. Now that's evidence that Mark Borders visited our home. Yeah. So the challenge is there evidence in every one of us that we've had a visit from Jesus? Hey? It's the proof, yeah? We got proof in this little book in black and white of the people that visited my parents' home. There's evidence, yeah? Is there evidence that Jesus has visited us? When people come to our homes or meet us walking down the street, is there any evidence that Jesus has been there? It's like if you go out on November the 5th, you come back home, you smell of smoke and fireworks. Yeah? Evidence you've been near a bonfire. Yeah? So that's the challenge to every one of us. Yeah? Paul said, we're epistles, we're books known and read of all men. Yeah? You know, do people come to us when they got problems? Do people come to us when they're in need? They went to Jesus, yeah? The other day, only just a few days ago, a guy knocked on my door. He was a fellow farmer. And he was on a crutch. And he had a pair of shorts on, and he had a knee on him as big as a football. And he said to me, he said, Nigel, he said, one of my cows has kicked me. Look at the state of my knee. And he said, I've got a TB test tomorrow. All my cows got to be TB tested. And I'm on a crutch. I can't move. Could you help me? I said, yeah, of course I'll help you. You know? So the people that we know that they can always rely on us. They can come to us. Eh? And that wherever it's possible, if there's any earthly chance of it being possible, we'll do it. Yeah? So I said, yeah, of course I'll be there. So it was very early the next morning, and I turned up. We went to the field, and there was one cow that wouldn't go in the corral. All of the other cows was in the corral for the TB test, but this one refused to go in. And the Holy Spirit said to me, pray for that one, pray for that cow. Well, I didn't. I'll be honest with you. I thought, no, I'm a cattle wrangler. I can get that one in. So I walked around behind this cow. Yeah. And normally, 9 times out of 10, it would have walked in the pen. But no, not this time. And then this little voice says, you should have prayed about that. Pray for that cow to go in that corral. Yeah. So I looked at the guy that I was helping, and I said, we need to pray that that cow will go in there. So I prayed out in the field there and walked around behind it and went straight in. And I just thanked God, yeah? I should have done it first, not last, but there we go. It's a lesson in that, yeah? You know, Delayed obedience is still disobedience. That's what they say, isn't it? Yeah. So I prayed about it, and the cow went in, you know? So we got to be real with these folks, yeah? And we got to be Jesus to them, yeah? It's like yesterday when we was here, aid night, there was 30 joggers turned up yesterday morning, and they'd done a sponsored jog to raise money for West Barks Food Bank, you know? And the organiser said to me, can we do it in there? And I said, yeah, we'll come and bring some food and that. And the person said, I can go to the shop and buy some cake. I said, no, I'll make some cake. And so I made 3 cakes and we took them in there. And the people come in and, like, they just said, oh, wow, we weren't expecting this. We just thought we'd have a glass of squash, a cup of tea and then go. But, you know, we went out of our way to bless them, you know, and they won't forget that, you know. And Jesus said, didn't he? He said, you've come for the loaves and fishes. Yeah. He knew what attracted them. Yeah. He knew that if he made provided some nice food for them, they come, you know. So, you know, we got to be Jesus to folks. We got to use the gifts, talents and abilities that God give us. Yeah. You know, we've all got different gifts, haven't we? Yeah? You know, if it's hospitality, go out your way. Be hospitable, yeah? Kill them with kindness. Yeah? Kill them with kindness. Yeah? The Bible says, you know, it's like heaping hot coals on people's heads. Go out of your way to bless them. Yeah? So, you know, we got to live today. Today's the day, yeah? We ain't promised tomorrow, and yesterday's gone. Yesterday's history, yeah? That's gone. You're never going to see that day again. Yeah, but today's the day. And each of us have got the same 60 seconds in every minute, the same 60 minutes in every hour, yeah? The same 24 hours in every day, yeah? You know, you can sit on your butt and watch telly, or you can take the kingdom of God forward. Yeah? The word of God says the kingdom of God is taken by force field, isn't it? And forceful men come and do it. Yeah? These things don't happen on their own. Yesterday morning, it didn't happen on its own, did it? The coffee didn't make itself. The tea didn't make itself. The cake wasn't put on the table invisibly. Yeah? We have to go and do our bit. Yeah? Yeah, if we do our bit, God promises he'll do his bit, yeah? We do the possible, we just leave the impossible to God, yeah? We chuck that bit of seed about, something can happen, yeah? We're seeing it every Tuesday here in this place, every Tuesday. We're getting new faces in every Tuesday, new folks. We're feeding them, yeah? And even the volunteers from the food bank, they're beginning to ask questions, you know? Like, yesterday there was one here, and that person said to me, what are you doing for the rest of the day? And I said, if I told you, you wouldn't believe me. And they said, well, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm taking the afternoon to gather my thoughts together to talk today, you know? And then I said, you know, if you're free at 10:30, you come along. Yeah? So, we can't afford to look behind, yeah? Paul said, forgetting the past, I press on to the goal, yeah? You know, whatever's happened in the past, you can't change, okay? Now, someone once said to me, there's only one thing God can't do, and that's change your past. The past is the past. Yeah, but we can't live in it. We can't keep going back to it, okay? Because a lot of it's rubbish. All them things that happened BC, it'd be better if they didn't happen. Yeah, that's history. Just forget about it. The only thing we learn from history is that we don't learn nothing from history. Because if we learn anything from history, there wouldn't be no more wars, would there? Okay? So we don't learn nothing from history. Forget about it. Yeah? We just got to keep going forward. Yeah? Going forward. And I don't know what you going forward looks like for you. Okay, I don't know what it looks like for you. You don't know what it looks like for me. Okay, one thing I do know is that change is here to stay. Yeah, nothing stays the same, friends. Nothing stays the same. Yeah, just look at my hair. Okay, that's proof that nothing stays the same. Yeah, used to be curly, didn't it, once, Maureen? But it wasn't natural, all right? It come out of a bottle. But there you go. Nothing stays the same, all right? Nothing stays the same. No, we're evidence that nothing stays the same, yeah? We just have to keep going forward, yeah? We forget the past, yeah? Forget the past. Don't dwell in the past, don't live in it, yeah? Just keep going forward, yeah? Amanda, do you think we could sing that song, if you know it, I Am a New Creation? Yeah? Do we know that one, yeah? I Am a New Creation, yeah? Yeah? You know, and that's evidence that it's AD, yeah? Anno Domini, yeah. The year of the Lord, yeah? I am a new creation, yeah? You know, and if you're not in AD this morning, you can be, all right? You don't have to be BC, all right? There's no one in this room that has to be BC. I'm giving you this challenge. You, even if you're watching up there, wherever you are over the world, you don't have to live BC, all right? Yeah? You can live AD, right? If you're BC, the future's bleak for you, all right? You need Jesus, all right? And this morning at 12 o'clock, you can go from BC to Anno Domini, the year of the Lord, yeah? All you've got to do is ask Jesus to forgive you your sin, and you go from one century to another. You go from one set of time to another, yeah? You step over that line, you've got eternal life. Yeah? Praise God. And that's down to you, yeah? I changed from BC to AD, and you can too, yeah? And now, if you're in AD, you're a new creation, yeah? And we're going to sing that, aren't we? Yeah. Amen. Yeah. We're new creations, yeah? The old is past, the new has come, yeah? Don't go round in rags. You're not a beggar. I don't care what your bank balance is. You are not a beggar and you're not a pauper. All right? Yeah? You might have holes in your shoes. You're not a beggar. Your father owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. Yeah? Your father's the king of kings. Yeah? His bank balance is not in the red. Do not live like a beggar. Yeah? If you're strapped, ask him to sell a few cattle. Yeah? If the cattle on 1,000 hills belong to him, and you're strapped this morning, he goes, Lord, do you think you could send a few cattle to market on my behalf, please? Yeah? There is anyway. He owns everything, yeah? If the word of God says you never see the righteous begging bread, that's what it means. Yeah? And some of you is living like beggars. And it's about time you lived like the prince that you are, that the princess you are, because your father's a king. Your father's a king of kings, so don't live like a beggar. He's given us all things richly to enjoy. Yeah? Amen? Are we all right, Amanda? Yeah. We're going to go with that. Right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, Phil.